go through the process in the dark room that prepares us and equips us for the stages of destiny.
It's time to get real. It's time to get raw. It's time to look ourselves in the mirror and come to the resolve that this version of ourself is not going to carry us into stretch. That I've been this version of myself long enough that if I don't change, if I don't do something about this, then I will find myself bankrupt. Some of the most monumental and transformational portraits and pictures that we've ever seen were developed in the dark room. We celebrate athletes, that we celebrate critical figures and innovators and actors, and we praise them and claim them our heroes, and we follow them by the millions. We love what they do at Puppet, but you don't know the story behind the glory. You don't know the blood, the sweat. You can see the tears that they cry, the prayer that they pray, the countless weeks where they went without sleep to get what they are. One of the greatest tragedies in life is to live and not know why you're living. I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that want their future, that want to fulfill their destiny, that want to matter than their lust to walk in discipline and determination. Oh, there's wondering, is there anybody here that's willing to disappear? But you wasn't to forsake all distractions. Get you hide yourself, be the lavern. Get you hide yourself, be in the gym. Get you mind yourself in the water room, a plan and congas, and deal with wire benign and freedings in order to manifest the moment. Did you hide your lump in your pumps? Did you hide yourself in your clothing? Did you hide yourself in the queer reeks? Did you hide yourself in? We have this advice to bring the public eye, but no places to do the war and dinner and the scenes. Stop telling the world what do or I'm out to do. Steve Jobs once said, "We do not say anything about future products. We work on them in secret, and then we release them to the world." We only have so much real estate in our minds and our hearts. We only have so much bandwidth at our mental capacity. And the more distractions, the more delusions, the more negativity that we allow to take up real estate in our hearts and in our minds, the less energy we have to fulfill the call, to fulfill destiny, to manifest the idea. Everything that you think about, that you meditate on, everything that has to your attention has to be worth your time. So now it's time to navigate and do an appraisal of everything that's in our life, everything and everybody in our life. Time to do an appraisal and ask them this question: are you worth my time? If you're not, it's time to unplug. Time to unplug. Time to unplug. I'm just wondering if there's anybody that could hear my voice right now that has come to the end of themselves and they are willing to eliminate distractions. They are willing to delete social media apps if they have to. They are willing to walk away from everything that is distractive, everything that is diluting your devotion and your determination, every disease and dysfunction and disorder that has pulled you from destiny after you have burdened, after you have received it. After you have written it now, after you have spoken in looks, do what is required to manifest it into reality. If you can see it as your name, you can mount it in your name. Stop telling everybody what you're about to do. Stop telling everybody what your next move is and just disappear. I can do the work as required. Don't be bitter. Don't be frustrated, mister. Just remain faithful behind the scenes. Promotion is coming. Stages and opportunities are being prepared right now as you sacrifice in sequence, as you put the work in the dark wall, as you do one of your bloody hole in your hand once you see in your hand. But no one is there to affirm you, and nobody's there to validate you, but nobody is there to agree with you. You build in the dark, and you announce it when it's finished.